earth, sky.
Well, I think the most important thing that we could say about polymeric delivery systems that are targeted is it really offers new hope, I think, for a variety of medical treatments. It's a way of taking a drug that might normally go throughout the body and not work that well and maybe cause a lot of side effects to potentially go right to where you want it, say a cancer cell, and work better on killing that cell and then not having all these side effects.
You're listening to Dr. Robert Langer of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Langer helped pioneer a targeted drug delivery system, a way of getting drugs to a specific part of the body and even a specific kind of cell. He builds these systems using polymers, very long chains of molecules, which he engineers at a microscopic scale. He spoke with Earth Sky's Beth Lebwohl about his work and about the past, present, and future of targeted drug delivery.
Tell us about targeted drug delivery. What is it and how does it benefit people?
Well, maybe I could do that by an example. Let's say somebody had cancer. What you'd like to be able to do is just take the cancer drug and have it go right to the target, right to the cancer cell and no other cell in the body. And that would benefit people because it would be a lot more effective. You get all the drug where you want. And it would also be a lot safer because then you wouldn't get all those real bad side effects that you get when the drug goes all over the body. Let's say you wanted to try to treat heart disease and you wanted to go to a blood vessel. We've done some work on that as well. And probably there are other diseases as well, inflammatory diseases and so forth. But you'd need to have the right targets.
What did people do before there were targeted drug delivery systems?
Well, targeted drug delivery systems are still largely being worked on. There aren't that many, so I'd say they do what they do now. The drug goes all over the body, and that's why a lot of times when we take some drugs, we get some side effects, bad effects. Sometimes we get sick to our stomach. Sometimes we get headaches. It all depends on the drug. But right now, most drugs are not targeted, so you get lots of side effects, and also sometimes they don't work as well as you want.
So your work is with a kind of targeted drug delivery system called a polymeric system. What are polymers, and why does this sort of system work well in general to bring drugs to specific parts of the body? Why polymers?
Well, polymer at a molecular level is just a really long molecule made up of really much smaller molecules, but ends up being a big molecule. And what's special about it is that you can control all its chemical properties. And so what you could do is design it in such a way that it could form a nanoparticle or a microparticle. They're very, very tiny. But because they're tiny, they have the ability to get into cells. And so if you put drugs in them, they may, if you design them correctly, allow the drug to get into the cell you want.
So what breakthroughs have occurred in recent years that have caused polymeric or targeted delivery systems to hold so much promise today?
So basically, there have been breakthroughs in designing nanoparticles and making nanoparticles last for the right length of time in the human body. But then there have also been breakthroughs in the biological side, where people have found new targets, new receptors, for example, on certain types of cells that you might use to build arrowheads on the nanoparticle that could take the nanoparticle right to the cells you want, say for breast cancer or prostate cancer or possibly some other diseases. And that's basically what we do. We basically have worked out new ways to design nanoparticles that you can inject into the body that can travel around the body for a long time, but ultimately find the tumor or other disease state and take the drug right to where you want and not to any of the places where you don't want, or at least greatly reduce it from going to any of the places you don't want.
So tell us about the potential of this technology to deliver drugs straight to our DNA.
Well, one of the big areas that we've looked at using these nanoparticles for is to deliver genes or substances that turn genes off. So either turning genes on or turning genes off. To deliver a gene, we would encapsulate DNA and we try to make a synthetic, what we'll call synthetic nanoparticle that could act like a virus and deliver the DNA to a cell and make the cell do something it didn't do without that DNA. The opposite side of that is sometimes there's what I'll call genes that do things that aren't so good. Like in cancer, maybe the cells are what we call very invasive. They drill through tissues. So what we might want to do is put in something that will suppress the gene that enables the cells to do that drilling. And that would make it much more difficult for the cancer to grow. And the way you do that is delivering something called short interfering RNAs. And these are actually relatively new drugs that people are working on that, you know, might offer new hope for turning genes off.
What are you, Dr. Langer, working on this particular front?
Yeah, well, let me give an example. If we wanted to, if somebody had heart disease, they might have a high level of cholesterol. And there are certain genes that you can shut down that will make you have less cholesterol. And that's one of the things we've been working on. Another example is, let's say somebody had cancer and the cancer cells are starting to invade through other tissues, causing a lot of harm to the patient. And so we're working on genes that can prevent that invasiveness from occurring. We actually have created new polymers to deliver DNA, and we've developed new lipids, things like liposomes, fatty vesicles, to deliver the siRNAs, the short interfering RNAs, to turn genes off. So now we're working on all of these things.
So what is the most important thing you'd like to tell Earth Sky's global audience about the long, similarly structured chains of molecules known as polymers?
Well, I think the most important thing that we could say about polymeric delivery systems that are targeted is it really offers new hope, I think, for a variety of medical treatments. It's a way of taking a drug that might normally go throughout the body and not work that well and maybe cause a lot of side effects to potentially go right to where you want it, say a cancer cell, and work better on killing that cell and then not having all these side effects.
Dr. Langer, when will we start to see targeted drug delivery systems become commonplace?
Yeah, it's very hard to know when targeted drug delivery will be ubiquitous. I mean, personally, I think it'll take many, many years. I don't have a timeline, but any time you develop new medicines, it takes a long, long time. I mean, because it has to go through so many safety trials and human clinical trials. So it's very, very hard to know. But I think there's great progress being made, but there's also a lot of work ahead of us.
You've been listening to Dr. Robert Langer, the David H. Koch Institute Professor at MIT. He is one of 14 MIT Institute Professors, which is the highest honor that can be awarded to a faculty member. This podcast is part of the Thanks to Chemistry series, produced in cooperation with the Chemical Heritage Foundation. Generous sponsorship support was provided by the BASF Corporation. Additional production support was provided by the Camille and Henry Dreyfus Foundation, DuPont, and ExxonMobil. For this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.